This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Dolphins are a great story. They're a great story because, you know, for a long, when we were growing up, I mean, we had Dolphins fans in Brooklyn, and I hated it because they were all Marino fans, and then obviously that went away, and there was this big gap from when the Dolphins were really, really relevant to kind of now. It's been basically this century outside of 1 or 2 years where they just have not been very good. That is changing. They've got the coach, they've got a young quarterback, and they've got an outstanding corner, amongst other issues and or other items, I should say. Xavien Howard is on their team, and he is terrific, Teague. He's got 7 picks. He leads the NFL. He's the highest-rated corner on Pro Football Focus, and Xavien is with us here on Tiki and Tierney for the 7-4 Dolphins. Xavien, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
All is well. How you doing, man?
Doing great, buddy. Yeah, appreciate you hopping on.
Well, you're good. Before I get to the Dolphins, because I know how this works in NFL locker rooms, haven't been in them for a while, you know, back in the day. When news like what's happening with the Steelers and the Ravens, and obviously this is a COVID year, so it's odd and everything's out of whack anyways. But when you start hearing about those things that are happening, game getting delayed, pushed back, now it's going to be played tomorrow at 3:40 in the afternoon. What are you guys talking about, what's happening around the league with all these postponements and these issues, and how are you guys handling it in your locker room?
Man, you know, this year just coming into it, it's just been a different type of year, you know, with due to the COVID. And just handling that, the coaches, you know, we were just trying to make sure everybody's safe and take care of themselves and everybody be held responsible for what's going on right now, and knowing that it's a pandemic, that the COVID messed up a lot of things during this season. So we just got to be, our mindset, we just got to be ready on the go to play no matter, we don't know what can happen, just like with the Denver situation, with the quarterback situation, like,
yep.
And they've been very cautious about that. Like, usually we'll, you know, it's be the, like, all the players and position groups in the same area, but now they're switching it up because we won't have a situation like with the Denver that all 3 quarterbacks was out. So, you know, big things like that, we got to be very cautious about the COVID and really just make sure everybody being held responsible and taking care of themselves.
Yeah. Do you guys feel bad for the Steelers? I mean, the Ravens obviously are in a rougher spot because they got to win in order to get to the postseason. You know, you're competing with them, so maybe you don't feel bad for them. But, you know, like, do you feel for these teams? I mean, this is a jacked up week, man.
Yeah, I feel for them, man. But we know coming to this season how it would be, though. So I feel like we just gotta protect ourselves, you know, and make sure everybody living right, doing everything. Because no matter what, with the mask is only do so much with the COVID, and you know, it's in the air. It don't matter. So by me, what happened with me, I ended up catching it before the season even started. So I had the antibodies probably like 2 weeks before the season started. So I had the antibodies, and it just went from there. So some of the people didn't have that and nothing like that. So they had to be very precautious what they do or where they at.
Yeah,
for sure.
So are you less worried about it than Xavien?
Oh, yeah, I'm less worried about it now. Yeah.
But you still mask up, obviously, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know if you can catch it again, but yeah. I'm going to make sure I don't do that.
No doubt. That's Xavien Howard, 7 picks, leads the NFL. Now, the recent snapshot of the team is a really good one. You're 7-4. You know, you're in the playoffs if they started today. You've won 6 of 7. But, you know, it didn't start that way. You guys were a little – and you lost a few tight ones early, but you started 1-3. And, you know, for a team that's learning how to win, I know you finished the season strong a year ago. I get that. But for a franchise learning to win as a group, was it a little jarring that you guys, you know, put all the time in and felt like you were ready to start the season properly and you lost 3 out of 4? How did you deal with the early adversity in terms of the wins and losses?
You know, during this league professional football, you know, you deal with a lot of adversity. And I feel like everybody's just, you know, everybody really bought in and everybody started believing what the coaches, what Coach Flo was saying, what he was doing. Like, he knew what it'd take to win. Because he always told us, we putting the work in, but we not showing it on Sundays. And, you know, it started changing and everybody just started believing. Everybody started gaining confidence and we just started going from there.
Okay, I want to know the truth here. If there's one thing we do on the show is we keep it real, and we sniff out those who are not keeping it real. So if they're not coming correct, we're going to call you on this. You ready?
Right.
What was the true belief, the true attitude when you first heard as a locker room that Flores would take the football away from Ryan Fitzpatrick when he did?
Oh, wow. You would come with that question.
That's right. That's my role on the show, man.
Man.
Come on.
With that situation, you know, upstairs make decisions. You know, they do what's best for team. We don't know what they have going on or nothing. So I don't think we can just focus on playing football. But, you know, Tua, great guy. Fitzpatrick, great guy also. As you know, Tua was a high draft pick. So, you know, a lot of stuff that Tua can do, and he's just been getting better, I feel. And, you know, with the decision they make up there, we just accept it and just play ball.
Okay, now that's the answer I figured you'd give us here. But we, and I'm smiling when I say this, so don't take this the wrong way. We all know who makes the decision. We understand the pecking order. We know who makes the decisions upstairs, and we know who's on the field. I'm going to ask you again. When you first heard the news, you had to be surprised. You had to be.
Yeah. Most definitely, I was surprised. It got out to the media, and the guys were very not happy with that was going on because they want to tell us up front and let us know what was going on. Mm-hmm. So it was surprising, though. But man, you know, we just got to keep it going. You know, we just got to put our head down and just play. At the end of the day, I can't really say much about that situation because I don't take the call. I don't make the shots or nothing like that.
I got you.
I just play. Play ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a couple years since you guys have been in this. I mean, really a long year before you were there. But the Dolphins have been in this situation where you can make the postseason. You're playing good football. You're second in the division. Part of that, obviously, is because the Pats have fallen. But where do you guys see yourselves right now? Last year, you know, it was rebuilding. We knew that it was a change of culture with Flores. But, you know, how do you all see yourselves right now relative to the rest of the AFC?
Man, I feel like the sky's the limit for us. You know, we just got to keep playing good complimentary football. You know, it just go from there. And I feel like everybody just got to stick together and dig even deeper doing it December football, because that's what everybody remembers, December, January football.
So that's Xavien Howard, and the Dolphins are rolling. They're 7-4. He's got 7 picks, as I've said a few times. He leads the NFL. By the way, I know you missed time last year, but the year before that, you had 7 picks as well, and you led the NFL. All the grades are incredible. As I said, you're the highest rated corner on PFF. Now the AFC East is changing a lot. I mean, you know, we all know that Josh Allen's got a rocket and he's very hard to tackle. You know, the Jets quarterback situation's a mess. You know, even though I think Darnold's got a little talent, it is what it is. And then after years of Brady, you got Cam. It seems the way the Bills and the Dolphins are, that you two teams are positioned for, you know, divisional supremacy for a while. And before you take that step, you got to win the division now, obviously. But when you look at the Bills, like, you look at them as a team that you match up well with. What about the Bills do you think that you guys need to improve upon to make sure you handle them when you have to play them again? And not just this year, but down the road.
Man, like you were saying, with Josh Allen, starts from him. You know, he's like a running back at quarterback. And he got a strong arm. So, you know, with him and also with Diggs and Brown, I think they have a rookie. I forgot his name. You know, the guys, they play really good ball over there, especially on defense. So, you know, I feel like we match up well. You know, it's always a tough division game no matter who we playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
we just got to buy in. You know, we just got to work hard and just really just do – the coaches put us in good positions. We just got to take advantage of it and just play ball.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're thinking of Gabriel Davis from UCF over there. And I mean, he's a good young player. You know, it's interesting.
He definitely developed.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's interesting the parallel because both of your teams are well coached. Sean McDermott there in Buffalo and Brian Flores in Miami. And I think, you know, from us sitting on the outside looking in, we could see it his very first year, two seasons ago. We could see, you guys weren't winning games, but man, like the attitude just felt different. With Coach Flores, you were fighting and you know you were hard out so to speak. Tell us about Coach Flores and what he's meant to you because I don't think a lot of people knew a lot about him when he first came to Miami, but they're seeing why he ultimately got the head coaching job.
Right, man. Flores, man, a great guy, man. You know, he know what it takes. He's been in that system. He know what it takes to win. You know everything, even though with the change. The coaching staff, everything, you know, it changed a lot of things that go on at the organization. So, you know, all the players, like anything, when somebody new coming in, people not believing or buying in to what's going on. And it's kind of sort of like if you weren't buying in, you didn't believe what was going on, so you out of here. So with that mindset, he had getting people first, making sure the people that's there that believe in him and that he knows that the people that he wants there that can believe in him and trust in what he's going to do. And it started from there. And ever since then, man, with we had a wall also say, take no talent. Like anything we do, take no talent, we got to run to the wall no matter what is it. So, you know, with that, it just really just pushed us to go harder and push us with the culture change, knowing what it takes to buy in because we know how Flores is and know where he come from a winning situation. So everybody just believes in him.
You know, and Xavier, there's a lot, you know, not a lot, but there are other coaches that come from winning situations that don't maybe communicate it in a way that resonates with the young athlete. I feel like with no cameras, when Flores can say whatever he's got to say, whatever he wants to say, I feel like, you know, he can let it rip with the best of them. And he just gives off the impression. He is a guy that you would talk about the wall. You would run through a wall for Coach Flores. He just gives off that vibe to me. I'm not even there, right?
Right.
That's awesome.
You speaking facts, though, and that's how he makes guys feel. You know, he got our back, and we have his back no matter what goes on.
Mm-hmm. You know, the cornerback position is an interesting one in the NFL. And obviously, listen, you lead the league with 7 picks. So people who follow the sport, they know your name, of course, and they know what you're doing. But, you know, somebody like Jalen Ramsey gets a ton of pub, and he's been doing it a little bit longer than you, understandably. But do you feel that you get the respect for the production that you put out that you've earned at this point? I mean, it's not just the first good season you've had, but I feel like you probably deserve a little more pub. You also strike me as a humble guy. But do you feel like you get the respect that you should from the press?
I do not get the respect I deserve. You know, I feel like because of where I'm at in Miami, you know, we're not used to we're not a playoff contender team like each year.
Yep.
And I feel like they do a lot with it. But, you know, I just put my head down, go to work. I'm a very humble guy. You know, I don't really say much or do anything to try to gain attention or gain this or gain that. You know, I just stick to being true to myself and knowing myself and just put my head down and go to work. I feel like everything will take care of itself at the end if I just put the work in.
Yeah.
Well, but Tatik, that's the first problem, man. You got to start causing static on social media. You got to start getting 15-yard on sportsmanlike penalties.
Hey,
come
Xavier,
on.
Don't do that. Don't listen to him. Don't do that at all.
It works, though, sadly.
You know, you got to stay true to yourself, man.
You're
you
not
get lost. Yeah, you can't get lost in this, man. Because,
no doubt.
You know, it's a business, too. So, yeah. You know, you just got to make sure you stand true to yourself. Do everything, whatever happens, just stand true to yourself and knowing yourself.
Yeah, that's also a fact, Xavier. You know, you guys are sitting at 7-4, and this is a hard question, not for you to answer, because I know you'll say the right thing, but to do the right thing is the hard part. You guys have the Cincinnati Bengals next. Now, we know how, you know, their season is kind of disrupted because of their quarterback situation. But after that, you have the Chiefs. How do you guys stay focused on what's right in front of you versus, you know, what's right down the road, which is a playoff opportunity. You know, you mentioned the Dolphins just aren't, they're not perennial playoff contenders. This year, you guys are a contender, and anything can happen, especially if you guys play well once you get to that next season. How do you guys stay focused on the right now and taking care of business this week against the Bengals?
You know, it's the NFL, so each game you got to take very cautious because it's hard to win in the NFL. Week in and week out, no matter who the team is, it's hard to win in the NFL. So, you know, we got the Bengals, and we got to take care of them. Then we're worried about the Chiefs, though. But the Bengals, man, like I was saying, even though that quarterback got injured, you know, it's still a next-man-up mentality, still NFL players and top tier that they position. So, you know, you got to keep that attitude no matter who you're playing because you cannot misjudge your opponent. And that's when it just come out of nowhere.
Well, listen, Xavier, and it's really nice to have you on the show. Again, your humility comes across very easily. You're an easy guy to root for, except when you're going against my Jets. But the stats are there.
Oh,
the
you
wins.
Like the Jets.
Oh, listen. Hey, by the way, so how many times did you go up against Mims this past weekend?
Most of the game, I think I was on Mims, probably. Yeah, it was 50-50 between him and Perriman, though. But, yeah, that's my young Baylor guy, man.
Exactly. Yep. Well, that's why I'm asking. Listen, yeah. I'm winless, dude. At least tell me from a guy that I respect, you, at least tell me that Denzel Mims is going to be a stud. I think he is.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, he's definitely going to be a stud, man. I told him to keep working, man. But, you know, when two guys, like, he was a young guy to me, but I didn't want him to catch a ball, but he ended up catching the ball on me. And I was mad because it's a young Baylor guy.
I know.
Just having that mentality, being competitive and stuff like that. But he gonna do great things, man. He just stay healthy and just keep working.
That's what I want to hear, man.
No doubt. Same for you, Xavier.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know, good luck to you guys going forward. Yeah, again, Coach Flores makes it easy to root for you guys, and guys like you make it easy for you to root for you as well. So good luck and continued success, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the line.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.